Hiya, sweetheart.
Hi, Mum.
You alright?
Yeah.
A big party last night.
How was Bushfest?
Bushfest is a triumph.
Was it?
A triumph as usual.
Really, was it?
Of course it was, yeah.
I don't know, it could have been shit.
No, it was really good. Yeah, I watched Match of the Day last night about midnight with a big bowl of trifle. It was nice.
A big bowl of trifle?
Yeah. Across the road, I said, could you bring a dessert? I went, what? She came over with a massive sherry trifle, which I just put my head straight into. A homemade apple pie.
Ooh.
And a... Bastards, why are they showing this? I don't want to watch Chelsea v bloody West Ham. And a cheesecake, which I've got two pieces of left. I'm not normally a dessert person, but I've made an exception in there. But
you're usually having cream cakes every day, a couple of cream cakes.
So anyway, I'm going to gorge my way through this trifle later. It's full of sherry. It's fabulous. Can't wait. Anyway, I've got my Swansea on. I'm not getting dressed today.
You what?
I'm not getting dressed.
Your Swansea?
Wansea.
Oh, your Wansea. I thought you said your Swansea.
My Wansea. So, yeah, I didn't have too much to drink last night because all I kept saying was, has anybody seen my glass? I don't know if I've told you, we're having a nightmare with said last week. She came out with that classic line. I don't know if this was on the phone or to the face. I've shat myself. I said he's going to take his Karcher pressure washer. When I come down, John, is there any way we could go to that gridiron or iron grid or grid stake or something?
Try again.
The flat iron.
Yes, the gridlock.
Can you find out if you take jocks?
They definitely don't.
Oh, right. Well, we can't go then, so...
Yeah. There are plenty of other places we can go which do take jocks.
All right.
Is that nice?
Here?
Yeah.
Seagulls.
You know, carried away.
Yeah. Ellie's just gone away with the seagulls. Yeah, so as people started arriving yesterday... All of a sudden, I realised Ellie was missing, so she'd gone upstairs to my bed. Anyway, about 10 o'clock, she'd come jingling in like this, and everybody was stroking her. And
turn your camera around so I can see it. You don't have to go over, Mum.
Hang on, I can't.
How you can't work this out?
I don't know, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Can you see Ellie? Stop. I can smell her.
Funny you should say that, because so can I. What a stink.
Well, you're just cooking some chips?
Yeah, just chips, turkey and potato salad, followed by a massive vat of trifle for lunch.
Oof.
And then more desserts all afternoon. I've got to finish them up. So, yeah. I immediately opened a bottle of Prosecco last night when Chelsea scored. Oh, Brighton.
Which goal?
Oh, postponed. Yeah.
Well, the equaliser.
No, the winner. So, so I'm relaxing today. It really takes it out of me, that party. I put a lot of effort into it. All the house sorted. Everybody's going, how fabulous it looks.
Bushfest,
yeah, I told them that. And it was great. Food was fantastic. Everybody bought some nice stuff. And Ellie, oh, hang on. Let me show you here. Tell me when you can see her.
You're always way too high. I can't even see her. There she is.
She's been chopped up for Christmas, haven't you, little baby? why are you so low down, though? I don't know. Can you see her now, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh. She's got a stink about her permanently, a fart. Hideous.
Nice.
I'll tell you what. I know I blow my own trumpet at times, but on Facebook last night, there were so many people who I call holiday friends. Kath, you look great, fabulous. You know, really nice comments.
They're after your money.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I've got a lot of friends.
Yeah, what meals have you been out on this week, Mum?
No,
bollocks.
Oh, yes. Tuesday, Chippy Club, we went to the Pigwick.
Right.
That was good. But I didn't go out Friday. I know this doesn't sound like me trying to economise, but some weeks I go out, I think, shit, I've spent all this money on going out to eat. I've got a lot on this week, but they're all paid for. And then I'm not doing anything at the weekend. I'm coming for a Christmas dinner on Sunday.
How come?
Well, because I'm not seeing them at Christmas, am I? So I'm making a Christmas dinner. But, yeah,
When you say Christmas dinner, what do you mean?
Turkey, stuffing, pigs in blankets.
Are you making it all?
Sticky toffee pudding, roast potatoes, goose fat, roast potatoes.
Yeah. When you say goose fat, you mean the pre-goosed?
No.
You're not like you're making it from
scratch. A jar of goose fat and some homemade roast potatoes.
Oh, shit, you're actually doing it all.
Yeah. And I've got a... Somebody's... can't think what the... Shit. Well, whatever. A sticky toffee pudding and custard for dessert. I'm not doing a starter.
No. Ooh. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
What was that?
Well, I was balancing you on my hand and you fell onto me. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you, sweetie. I can't believe I'm going to see you. So you'll be at the airport, at the railway station to meet me?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, at Euston, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so Ellie, she's coming in a little teddy bear outfit. She's got a little fur.
You're not going to pull some last-minute stunt and say she's not coming, are you?
No.
Good, because I won't be there at the station to meet you, if that's the case.
Well, she can't stay here on her own. I'm just hoping... I don't think Boris would ever do a cancelling Christmas again, so I just don't think he'll do it. So I'll be able to come. So, yeah. I'm not planning on that Christmas lunch buying a lot of drink there because the prices are extortionate.
But was I bought the meal?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, no, I don't mean it like that. What I'm saying is I won't be ordering a bottle of Prosecco. Because it's about 70 quid, right?
Ooh, right, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I might have a glass of champagne when I get there and a glass of white wine or something.
Are we going halves on the drinks or are you buying the drinks?
No, I'm getting the drinks and I'll get our meal on Christmas Eve. But no, the point I'm making is, John, I don't want to run up a £100 drinks bill because a £100 drinks bill in that place are probably four drinks. We could, whatever. Could do all sorts of things instead. All right. Okay, sweetheart. Lovely to speak to you.
Cool. All right.
I look like shit.
Yeah.
Well, what's Kel surprise? What's new? Right, so I'm going to have chips, turkey and potato salad now.
And trifle.
And trifle chaser. Yeah, lovely. All right. I love you, sweetheart.
All right,
Ellie wants to... Hang on, Ellie's here. She wants to say goodbye. If only I could get her in this frame. See now, doggy.
Punch her.
I'll smash her up when you've gone. Everybody was, fussing over her when she come jingling in last night. It was really great. God, I must do something about my appearance. Right, okay, sweets. Love you.
All right,
great to speak to you. Thanks for phoning.
No problem. All right, see
you. I'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
God, you've got some work to do when I come down.
Why?
So this phone. Oh no, it went on my phone, but it didn't come on here. And I prefer to just leave it on here. So here I am.
Mm.
All right, sweet. So, I'll go and get my pre-lunch glass of Baileys. Oh look, here we go in a baby champ glass.
Oof. God, what a sight.
For sore eyes. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Precious! Our baby's here. Here we go. Cover. Ellie bells. Oh! Go on, she's going to get up. Go on, you can do it.
Go on, Ellie. Yeah.
Go on. Good girl. Come on.
No, she can do it.
No, it's just that sort of puts her off a bit. Go on, Els, get up, you lazy cow.
Oh, come on, you fat cow. Yeah, this is one.
Go on. Yeah, she's done it. Now she'll make a nest now of this for about half an hour.
Right. Right, I've sent you something on messages.
Hang on. Right, okay. Shall I look at it? Probably disconnect this frigging call.
No, I mean, you can, on your phone maybe, I don't know if it'll send.
John, how do I make me come? Bollocks. All right, what did I... Oh, I watched Jonathan Creek last night.
What did you on Friday night?
Nothing. Watched Jonathan Creek and The Good Wife.
So Joyce has moved in next door?
Yeah, she moved in yesterday.
Yeah, you all right with that?
Yeah, of course I am. It's better than the dog bitch. The dog bitch. I'm looking forward to coming down, sweetheart. It's Thursday I'm coming. I keep forgetting. I think it's Wednesday. I can't see any major infringements stopping me coming. The only thing is I don't want to go on the underground.
The restaurant called me yesterday. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would have told you if it was bad. They were just confirming. Yeah. And I went, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'd have said to her, the fact that I've paid you 200 fucking...
No, I think it's fair, because in the situation with COVID, they might have thought we're not comfortable coming. Yeah. I think it's a good thing they called.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm okay with it. We just wear a mask. Little baby will be all right. You can take dogs on trains, can't you? Yeah.
Over the trains, you mean?
No, the one down to London. I know you can. So, yeah. As I said, the only thing is getting on that train with all that stuff and getting off it.
Did you fit but the picture?
Did I, hellas like.
Did it not?
I'll show you. I'm bringing it, John. It's not a problem. All I've got to do is get it.
Are you just going to hold it loose?
No, I'll show you. Hang on. It's debacle again here. Go on, you bastard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's a fair size, but Phil's taking me to the railway station. Oh, bollocks. High-tech lives. Phil's taking me to the railway station. So all I've got to do is get on the train with Ellie, my case, and that bag, and get off the other end. So I can do that.
It's so foggy, I can't see the end of the street. Yeah.
It's a pea super.
What does that mean? What's that from?
If you ever watch a film noir, black and white, London's full of fog, like in The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
I can't see the end of the street. Oof, sorry.
I'll just bring in something up. No, it's a pea. Have you ever heard of a pea super?
I don't think so.
Bloody hell, John, I'm stunned. I've got us a film to watch at Christmas. Only one film. It's been on here for 6 years. We're bloody watching it. The Horror of Dracula.
All right.
Peter Cushing.
That's the good one.
Christopher Lee, Michael Goff and Melissa Stribling.
We've watched that before.
Oh, have we? Intrepid vampire hunter.
No, I know we've seen it. I know that one a million times.
To hunt down Count Dracula. It could be any film of 10, that, couldn't it?
Really? No, that's the classic one.
Oh, so we can watch it then?
Yeah, that is genuinely the picture regarded.
Picture is of Christopher Lee with some woman draped over his arms, dripping blood.
No, that's... Yeah. That's what he does.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. I'm trying to come down travel light, you know what I mean?
You're bringing, like, your biggest suitcase...
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to worry about it. No, not having that great bag to carry as well. I mean, let's get real. Where are we going? I've got a nice top to wear on Christmas Day. And I'll take something sparkly for Christmas Eve. And then I'm just going to wear my jog pants and a, you know, sweat top or something. Because it'll be... Who the fuck's this? I will try... Let me just say to her, no rush. Although I've just asked her to pay, so that's a bit of a misnomer. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, you see.
Tell me about you didn't tell me about your meals this week and next week.
Oh, well, no meals next week. I'm seeing tomorrow at the coach, just her and I.
What are you doing?
Tuesday, I went, pardon?
What are you doing?
Just stirring my great turkey and gravy. Tuesday I went out with Then on the day after, 12 of us went to the ship. That was a debacle of the first magnitude. You just couldn't make it up. From play school comes in, orders a meal. I say to her, have you paid for them your meal? Because everybody else had prepaid. Yeah. But what she really meant was, no.
Oh, right.
So yeah. I ended up paying for move. It. Classic move, yeah. So I ended up paying for it. Anyway, things are going to change next year with that little shit bloody storm. So, but we had a great time. That was good. Claire and I are going to...
The trip before that is Christmas meal, yeah? Or was that it?
That was it, yeah.
That was it, okay. So it's a shit storm.
Shit storm. Joining next year across the road.
Joining next year? You say you're booking in the headline.
We're going to the Dizzy Ducks at Ray Green's second Tuesday in January. There's 11 of us going.
Oof.
It's out of control.
Who's going to be on crowd control? Hang on. So is that Bushfest or is that Chippy Club? Or
no, the Bushfest is my Christmas party.
Or the Bush Lane Babes.
Bush Lane Babes, that's going to have a meet-up soon.
Hang on, so is this another one?
Yeah, Bush Lane Babes. It's just non-stop.
All right, so there's a new...
What else did I do? Oh, Thursday we went for afternoon tea. Didn't like that. Where was that time?
I was thinking, Mum, on Christmas Day for an afternoon tea somewhere.
Christmas Day?
Yeah.
That's not possible, is it? I mean, we've got lunch. We'd never fit. Our stomachs... That's a good idea for the Thursday, but it'd have to be job friendly.
The Thursday, what's that, the 23rd?
Yeah.
No, you get there too late.
Oh, shit, yeah, I do. What about lunch on the Christmas Eve?
Yeah, could do that. Yeah, all right.
Obviously, there's Ellie, John.
You don't need to keep reminding me when you have a dog. I know how this thing works now.
I mean, we could go to the Ritz, but they don't take dogs.
So, brilliant. Great idea, Mum. Keep these coming.
Yeah.
Keep suggesting some more places that don't take dogs.
You could ask them. I don't think they do, but you could ask them. That would be fabuloso.
No, we can do better than that, Mum. It's too boring.
Oh, yeah, we can do better than the Ritz. You're right. The Ritz is the pits, yeah. Let me show you my... did you see that thing? I've been watching some Steve Coogan's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen that before. That's Peter Bainham, isn't it?
That's what?
Isn't that Peter Bainham who's interviewing him?
Oh, sorry, I'm showing you this jigsaw I'm doing.
No, that's not Peter Bainham sat on that couch, is it?
That, whatever.
No, you idiot.
Dr. No Vocal Cords.
Yeah, Peter Bainham, isn't it?
I don't know what his real name is.
Right. Well, he writes half the shit with him, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that topped up with vodka, that?
No, I love it. Some orange.
Hey, well, look what I've got in here, bizarrely. Well, no shit, Sherlock, look at this.
Oh, fuck, has it got bits in it?
I bloody hope not, I've got it for you. Smooth.
When does it go off?
Tomorrow, 29th of January.
Oh, sorry, I'll drink that. I'll drink one of these in one.
The only thing I've got you in to eat for when you come back is one of your favourite pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
And bacon. Because I thought we'd eating out.
Would you like me to get in some egg and bacon for when you come as well, just to...
Yeah, that'd be nice. The only thing is, what butter do you have? I like Country Life.
I just have standard butter. It's like, it's not special, it's just salted butter.
It's real butter, though, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have a stalk, Mum.
Fuck. All right, sweet.
I'm just going to lather up everything you eat in Marge. Those croissants are going to be margarine-based.
We all went for that afternoon tea on the Thursday, but that was only all right. I've vetoed that. I'm not going there again. I mean,
will you eat standard M&S butter?
Yeah.
It's M&S. It's not... spreadable poison.
But no, honestly, John, I won't be eating much bread, and I'll be eating dry bread.
That's not the most flattering angle.
I'm on tenterhooks here.
Yeah, I bet.
Right. No, the shit. Remember that.
Yeah, shit. I'll remember shit.
No, just the shit's hitting a fan.
That wasn't the most flattering angle of you then. You're like a potato.
Well, there are no flattering angles of me. I look like shit, right? I stopped wearing makeup if I'm not going anywhere, and I look like shit. But when you see me, I'll look fabulous. So it's not a problem. What do you mean it's the most flattering? There are no flattering angles. So, that's yeah, better. Whatever. Yeah, the mask situation's a big bonus for me. So, yeah, so, all right, baby.
All right, Mum.
Have a fun afternoon.
Yeah, great, all right.
What are you having to, what are you having to eat?
I don't know. Yeah, some...
I'll show you. I'll get you my Christmas dinner out
the oven. Oh, I can just see all the grease on the underside of that work thing.
What?
I can see all the grease on the underside of the cupboard. Just brown fat. Ooh, God.
Shut up, you little shit. If we get disconnected, come back.
What have you propped me up on here? Look at you here, Gordon Ramsay.
I should have sent you a picture today of my croissants when they came out the oven this morning. They were both black. Black as the ace of spades. They were crisp. That looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah? No? Is it? Can you see it? Oh, there's the pan.
I can't see anything.
Can you not see it? Oh, shut up.
No, flip the camera. God, what a shambles. Right, that's just the grease. Oh, God, look at that slops. Looks like somebody found down the back of the couch.
Right, I'm going to tuck into this now. Then I'm going to follow it up with four scones and butter. All right, sweetie. Okay.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Love you. Oh,
the
bottles of alcohol.
Yeah, you see all the gin. All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.